This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. Open phones, as always, where you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And live Saturday show with me, Ian.
Some guy.
And Mark.
And so, once again, there's been another national election.
Wait. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. Can I give everybody the big election news?
What is it?
It's Nine Inch Nails, the Doobie Brothers, T-Rex, and Notorious B.I.G. have all been elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there was going to be an awesome concert.
No, they've all first ballot, you know, first time on the ballot. They've all been elected. I mean, that's got to affect Americans all over.
That's good news. It would be better news if they were all playing a concert together, though, because concerts are basically no longer a thing. In fact, I have news about concerts. They've done a study over in Germany about how people can go back to concerts safely.
Oh, boy.
So if we get a chance, we can talk about that. You know, there's not much, I don't think, to say about the election. We've talked about it throughout the week. Various different.
Oh, good. I've missed it all.
Yeah, various Great. Different ballot measures that passed, and I'll say it again. I've said it every day. This is the biggest news of the year. The biggest news of the year is not some national election. It's Oregon decriminalizing drugs. Small personal possession of drugs. Like Portugal did back in the year 2000. So finally, the United States has an experiment in that way, and I think that's going to be a big deal.
I've heard parts of the show throughout the week, and I've read the show notes, but I didn't see a whole lot of talking about how absolutely inept the government is at counting.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, I think that is the news out of the election, is that, I mean, hold on. We're supposed to trust you all?
No, for, God, why would you do that?
Well, that's what people think, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
people think.
There are liberals posting dancing videos mm-hmm. because the media has said that Joe Biden won.
Sure. Now, there's not actually an official result.
Right. This is not a certified, result or anything like that. It's just like, you know, yay! Somebody told me what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. There's a lot of, celebrations going on. We even heard fireworks going off.
There are
outside.
People lighting fireworks because their favorite crooked old pervert got in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, no matter who wins or won, you know, the people are going to lose, so.
Yeah, I mean, we see that clearly. Whoever wins, we lose. We get that. The government's going to get bigger no matter whether it would be Donald Trump or Joe Biden. It would become more oppressive. It arguably might be a little worse during Biden because his vice president is a cop. And, you know, the odds are if Biden croaks or gets assassinated while he's there, then that lady is going to take over.
Is that Camel Toe Harris?
Uh-huh.
Yes, they're already saying that he's this whole election thing's been a little too much for him, so he's taking it easy. So yeah. It started. They may not even let him take the oath of office.
You guys know a lot more about sort of the inner workings of the election process, and I actually had a question for you. You guys are familiar with Larkin Rose, right?
Sure.
So
yeah.
He wrote
he's
a
an
thing,
activist, yeah, libertarian,
and an author. Mm-hmm. He wrote a thing that says. The legislatures choose the electors who choose the president. And so, like, these electors could just ignore the actual general election and, just,
theory,
choose the and just choose the president. Because there's nothing
they're
in the
supposed
Constitution
to be bound, and
that
I think,
says...
I think they're bound.
That
yeah.
says that, you know, the people need to vote. It says that these electors...
Yeah, I don't
and
know
so
if
I
it's
was
different.
Curious if you guys knew, like...
It might be different in each state. I'm not sure what the rules are about that. They maybe are supposed to be bound, but there may not be any actual penalty if they vote differently. So that'd be a question for, some kind of election guru, like a Daryl W. Perry. I bet he would know right off the
They're
top.
They're bound. They have to
really?
Do, yes, they have to do as they say, at least. Yeah, they have to.
I've got a bit of what he wrote. It says, the general public does not, the Constitution, under the Constitution, state legislatures choose the electors who choose right. the president. Right. The general public does not.
That's right.
Feel free to look it up. There's no mention in the Constitution of people voting for the president. None.
That's right. And that's all true. And one of the things, Republicans will vociferously defend the Electoral College right now because it's benefited them recently.
Right.
And could have benefited them this particular election. But they also want to see some kind of standardization on a national level. And you can't have both. So either it's a state election for electors who then go and vote for president, and the states determine how that election process goes.
Right.
So it was as
or
I thought.
It's a national election, and then it should be should be people voting on it from a national level. But you can't have your cake and eat it too.
So, Mark, you're incorrect or partially correct. There is a mix. So, according to fairvote.org, there is no federal law that requires electors to vote as they have pledged. But 29 states and the District of Columbia have legal control over how their electors vote in the Electoral College.
The District of Columbia has electors?
I have no idea. Just what it says. This means their electors are bound by state law and or by state or party pledge to cast their vote for the candidate that wins the statewide popular vote. At the same time, this also means that there are 21 states in the union that have no requirements of or legal control over their electors. Therefore, despite the outcome of a state's popular vote, the state's electors are ultimately free to vote in whatever manner they please,
right,
including an abstention, with no legal repercussions. The states with legal control over their electors, then they give the list. New Hampshire is not one of them. So New Hampshire electors can vote however they want.
So this says to me that, let's say, this will never happen, but let's say New Hampshire voted 100% for candidate X.
Right? In this case, they voted, the people voted for Biden.
Right.
In New Hampshire.
And the elector could just go, no, I'll go for Trump.
They could. But as I understand it, these electors are party people, right?
Yeah.
Like they are signed by the Republican and Democrat parties. And so they would be breaking from their party tradition, but they could, in theory, do
that. I think historically, like in the 80s, one elector voted for a libertarian one time.
Mm.
And therefore,
oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
But, I thought that they had to vote.
But it was a surprise to me that here we have all this hubbub about, everybody must vote, and then there's, like, another subset of people that complain about the Electoral College and how unfair it is and all that kind of thing. And then there's this whole other thing where there's no actual written requirement in the Constitution that says the people decide who the president is. It's these electors.
Well, one thing you have to understand is that people think of the United States as a country, and it is not. It is not a state. It is a federation of states.
Mm-hmm.
And it was set up as such. It was set up with the idea that New Hampshire and New York and North Carolina were all sovereign states, and they were in a federation dealing with each other, and that's how it was going to be. So there was no, this whole president ruling over them kind of thing. It wasn't that big of a deal. And you'll see whenever, that presidents before Lincoln all tended to be pretty weak presidents. There's certainly some notable ones, but nonetheless, the president doesn't have that much sort of legal power. The federal government, with the Federal Reserve being able to hand out money to states, is now much more powerful than
sure.
It used to be.
Yeah, over time it grew into this behemoth that we
right.
now know and,
But it's a United States. Now,
right.
I understand they say we the people in the Constitution, but the word is United States. And that means that, it should be states that have the power in this federation, not people.
It would really tickle my funny bone to see that actually be the case, to have a reduction in the power of the federal government, such as that it doesn't exist, and allow the states to be just that, individual countries.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about tonight was, I don't really care about the election results, because to me, one thug's just, another thug. But ultimately, to encourage people to consider the idea of declaring independence from the United States. Some people would use the word secession, although some folks think that's a bad word because it's got a bunch of baggage associated with it.
Yeah.
But that's the idea that I wanted to discuss. And just to be clear, 4 years ago at this same time frame, we discussed secession when Trump was elected as well.
Yeah, and here's the question that I have is why in the world should these people who voted for Trump have to live under Biden's rule, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Why should people who voted for Hillary Clinton have to live under Trump?
Why should a guy who doesn't vote have to live under anybody?
Exactly. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So we'll get into the idea of secession, and you can share your thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves here. The live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
There, the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. Toll-free. Here, the number is 855-450-FREE. secession once again might be on the lips of a few folks around the United States, and we're hoping to make it a topic of conversation that is more common. And that was my hope 4 years ago when Trump was elected. It is my hope now that Biden is ostensibly going to be elected, and so we're going to get deeper into that subject.
If at first you don't secede,
try again. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and your thoughts, although I do want you to know about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin is on a real rise up over the last, what, month, 2 months or something like that? The whole year, actually. It's been, I think I read earlier.
It's been a good year.
Yeah, it was up 100% over the last year.
I was waiting for it to come back down under 10 grand.
Yeah.
But no.
You know, it
had to go the other way. And
it could happen again.
Bitcoin's going to give you more freedom than Biden or Trump ever will.
Oh, no doubt. Those people are not promising freedom. They are tyrants who are going to take away more freedoms. That's what presidents do. And that's what all of the so-called representatives and senators do. So the further we can get away from Washington, D.C. politically, the better off we'll all be.
Well, and there's been a lot of talk about separation of church and state historically.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the conversation about separating money and state is the most important conversation
for
this generation, at least, because I think if that can happen, we will see an increase in our personal freedoms.
And arguably already have, just because of the existence of Bitcoin and its competitors, like Bitcoin Cash, which you ought to go and learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just go to Bitcoin.com, go to the Get Started area, and you can watch maybe a 2 or 3 minute long introductory video. There's a few other videos there if you'd like to get deeper into the subject. But spend 10 minutes and go and check out Bitcoin.com. Also, they have a news site over at news.bitcoin.com. So check that out, too. They've got the latest headlines there from across the world in regards to cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Jerome is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Jerome.
So glad to hear from you,
Jerome.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
meet the new boss, dead. Same as the old boss.
Long live the king. The king is dead. Long live the king. You know, it takes a while for me to be right, but I'm kind of on the persistent side. And I just, man, once I get hold of something, I mean, I'm not going to let it go until I'm right. And it took a couple of years because I never accepted this guy.
Are you taking credit for this election?
Look, I'm a persistent person.
Okay? I appreciate persistence.
I appreciate hubris.
So when you say you weren't right before, but you are right now, what is it you're talking about?
Look, this guy shouldn't have never been in that job in the White House, man. Hey, and this disaster that's going on proves it, man. Over 200,000. Hey, wait a minute. That's
over 200,000 what?
Oh, he's talking about the
deaths. Over 200,000 people. Hey, and that's not all. This week, who tested positive? His own chief of staff and 5 more people in the White House.
So you think it's government's job to prevent you from getting disease?
Let me ask you this. How many more?
Well, answer my question first. No, I'm not going to let you ask me a question. You answer my question first. Is it government's job to prevent you from becoming ill?
No, I don't think it's their job. But, I mean, look, Dr. Fauci told everyone what needs to be done, and he refused. He's been warning people for months, and the man at the top refused to listen. He said doctors are idiots until he got it, and then they put 25 doggone doctors around him to make sure he didn't die.
Okay? How is it that one doctor can tell?
A lot of people not going to get.
How is it that one doctor can tell 300 and however many million people are in the United States what to do to protect themselves?
He was giving out advice trying to help people, okay? He did all he could. You can't make people
listen. There's plenty of doctors out there that were saying other things. This is the difficulty with this whole situation is that for some reason, Fauci, this one guy, has been held up as the end-all, be-all.
America's doctor.
By basically the Democratic Party. And I think it's because he has said, it seems to me that the reason is the Democrats want everything to go poorly under Trump. And that way, and Fauci obviously, you know, wants the worst possible scenario. They don't mind shutting. He doesn't mind shutting down the entire economy. He's got plenty of money. He doesn't have to work.
Look, see, that's where you're wrong, see, because you're saying we the ones giving him a hard time. The man out of his own mouth said he likes chaos. He likes disasters. Look what he's got now.
Who said
he's
this?
He's going to leave this Trump. Yeah, he likes chaos. He likes it, okay?
Well, but he always talks about law and order. Where did he say he liked chaos?
What a hypocrite. Look, he's the biggest two-faced hypocrite there is.
That's well, of course he is. He's a politician.
He was spying on his campaign and all that garbage. Man, come on.
So, look, Jerome, were you out dancing in the streets tonight?
Or were you hiding from Biden?
Hey, this is one black man never had any rhythm, okay? Whenever I had a girlfriend, she saw me dancing one time. She couldn't stop laughing. Okay? So I kind of like gave that up.
That's
all right?
Funny.
Dancing or singing? No.
What do you think, Jerome? I want your prediction. What do you think Trump's going to do on the way out? If you know, as a lame duck president with two, three months to go, what's he going to do?
Create more chaos. Hey, he might put another 10 people on the Supreme Court. Who knows? He might stack us. So no matter what Biden does, it's going to be all rigged. Hey, but you know what? He tried to rig the Supreme Court. But he couldn't rig everything.
Now he has appointed, what, three at least for Supreme Court people?
And 200 federal court justices.
So, you know, isn't it true that the Trump administration has sued over this election? They're filing a lawsuit on, like, Monday morning or something like that?
It's not going to work. Hey, for all the people in Charleston who tried to silence me like a guy named Charlie James, like that song I was listening to, I pulled up on my phone. How you like me now?
Thank you, Jerome, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you. I appreciate that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's always entertaining.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with gloating when your horse wins the race. But, you know, to me, the one thing I can say about this is that I would like to see presidents change out every 4 years. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because...
I'd like to see them disappear.
If Trump were to... well, they're not going to.
What if I think real hard?
No.
What if I vote harder?
vote all you'd like. If Trump had gotten another time in office, there's no way for him to really be affected by the voters. You know, there's no... Yeah, there's nothing that anybody can do to hold him accountable, and that of course was true for Obama and his final four and those sorts of things. So I can say I kind of like that part.
I have a suggestion for what Mr. Trump can do on his way out. That's of course the pardoning.
Pardon the place down.
Well, the pardoning, right?
Oh yeah, pardon Julian Assange, pardon Russell, pardon all nonviolent drug offenders.
Ed Snowden.
Most of those are probably very unrealistic, but maybe he'll do Assange. You know,
well,
I think Assange probably has the best chances of all.
He's
of them.
The one who needs it the most.
Somebody email Trump a copy of this show.
It's getting tortured.
I would say Russell Brick needs it too, but there's a lot of people that are wasting away in federal prison. Also, he could withdraw the troops from Afghanistan, which he promised he was going to do by Christmas time. So hopefully, he will follow through on that.
So when we brought home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch a itch, and they started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election Saturday as results are still being disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden said he is, quote, honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and Vice President-elect Harris, referring to his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. President Trump responded in a statement saying, quote, we all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. He added, quote, legal votes decide who is president, not the news media. The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are still being contested by the Trump campaign or are so close that they have not been called as of Saturday. Georgia is headed for a recount. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania, and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News. Ada has re-strengthened into a tropical storm in the Caribbean Sea and is heading for Cuba. The storm re-strengthened after moving offshore Friday from Central America and is tracking for central Cuba. It's expected to turn north towards Florida on Sunday and could hit the Keys and South Florida late Sunday into Monday. Hurricane and storm surge watches are already in effect for the coast of southern Florida and the Florida Keys. Speaking at a press conference in Philadelphia, President Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the Trump campaign will continue to dispute the election results in Pennsylvania. Alleging that Republican observers were not allowed to watch the counting of ballots, Giuliani said the campaign would be taking further legal action.
And we have no way of knowing, because we've been deprived of the right to inspect, if a single one of those ballots is legitimate. That is unheard of. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. And we will be bringing an action challenging that. And I emphasize to you, it's only one of the many other infirmities in this election.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial in. Free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call us on our Matrix chat server. That's where Free Talk Live listeners can go to chat with one another basically around the clock. You can go to chat.lrn.fm to get the step-by-step instructions on how to join that server. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then when we get the chance, we'll tell you about the idea of secession. It's an idea whose time has, well, it's come a long time ago. We were just talking about it again.
It keeps coming.
Tonight. Yeah, it's high time that somebody actually, some state, actually go forward with this. I mean, as much as I would love for individuals to be able to secede, we're probably not there yet. So if we can do it at a state level, that'd be a good start.
It's kind of like emancipating yourself from your parents, declaring yourself a sentient being and no longer is it necessary for you to be under the control of somebody else.
We can take care of ourselves. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Bye-bye. Of course, that would not quite be an accurate analogy because the federal government didn't create the states. It was the other way around. The state governments came together, as you mentioned earlier, as a federation, essentially, and created the United States. Unfortunately, they didn't write in a line in there about how to get out. They kind of left that part out. They forgot about it. So, again, the Constitution, not a perfect document. Obviously, it's not perfect. It has either authorized the tyranny that we have today or it was powerless to prevent it. Either way, it is not. It should not exist.
Right. It certainly should have had something in there about a central bank because, honestly,
about not having one, you mean?
Well, right. Something. It should be clear what it is because this is the way the federal government controls states. The federal government only has like four things that it's allowed to do: the military, post roads, weights and measures.
And money.
What's that?
And money.
Well, money's weights and measures. There's another thing that's not coming to mind, but I'm sure I could dig it up. But basically, all the laws that they have and all the things that they do, they only can get away with because they hand out a bunch of free money to states. And the states are therefore beholden to them in so many ways. And if, you know, that is the linchpin, the Federal Reserve and its ability to create money. And it bears repeating every single day on the air here. In 1942, when they were fighting World War II and they wanted people to support the war effort, they told them to buy war bonds. Mm-hmm. When George Bush in 2002 or 2003 was asked by a reporter how Americans could support the Iraq war effort, he said, go shopping. Now, something happened between 1942 and 2002 that caused this change, obvious change in the monetary system. That's the Bretton Woods Accords, but whatever. You don't need to know that. What you need to know is that the government creates money out of thin air. And it's not even the government. It's a quasi-governmental union of banks.
They've outsourced it.
Yeah. And It isn't going to get better while we sit here and fight over which crooked old pervert gets to take the office.
Exactly. So you want to comment? We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Jan is up first in Texarkana, Texas. Hello, Jan.
Hello.
Hey, you're on here.
Printing money, printing ballots. So they ran out of ballots in Wisconsin because Trump was winning, and so Fox News decided to say that Biden is president, that they elected themselves the Supreme Court of the land. I'm confused. Is this what they run? Is that what happened?
Well, the Supreme Court doesn't make the decision. It's the Electoral College, right?
I guess they put themselves in the place of the Electoral College and decided what was happening.
Really, really quick, to be fair, people drink a lot in Wisconsin. That's all I'm saying.
It wasn't just Fox News. The AP, CNN, a variety of news agencies have made the call.
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, same, yep. Same. That's like a prize fighter. They're in the middle of the fight, right? And the one fighter gets up and says, oh, I won. He grabs the microphone.
Yep.
Well, he better watch out because that right hook is coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it ain't over yet. That, it is that not much over. Is for sure.
That much is for sure. I wouldn't hang too much on it. I mean, you know, prepare yourself emotionally for a Biden presidency if that means anything to you.
Well,
but
look how long they counted. I mean, this is ridiculous. They've been counting. I mean, they must have just been producing those ballots left and right because they've been counting, what, 2-3 days now? I mean, come on.
I love how Georgia's have stopped counting. Well, we can't handle this counting past 10.
Did Nevada ever start counting, or are they still, just waking up? I'm not sure. What I find ridiculous.
Is the Quaker there tonight? Is the Quaker there?
I am here, yes.
Yeah, he is here.
Oh, I'm still loving the oatmeal, baby. That is so good. Thank you. And I'm
You're
loving
welcome.
You guys, too.
I'll take credit for the oatmeal.
Thanks, Jan, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
What I don't understand is why the federal government or early state governments don't just adopt the American Idol vote counting system, because they
How's
can
that?
Count,
How's that work?
They can count a couple million votes in like an hour.
Well,
is that phone voting or internet or something?
American Idol doesn't care if you have two phones and you text, your favorite singer.
Well, apparently, neither
phones.
Does the government.
Well, I don't know.
At least according to
yes,
all the crap
I would
that
agree
I've
with
seen.
You. The government needs to come up with a better system for counting. But again, if you want a federal system for counting votes for the U.S. president, then you need to give up the notion of the Electoral College.
How old am I? 48? I've been around for 10, 12 elections, something?
Something like that.
Something like that, right? So it seems to get worse every year.
What does?
With the counting, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's always some hubbub about, you know, was it Bush 1
George
or Bush 2,
yep.
Right? And the whole Florida debacle, and there were some other states involved that kind of had similar things going on. This year, it's been, you know, Nevada, Michigan, Georgia, right? Those are the big ones that have passed through my feed as far as, like, some sort of a counting debacle. Michigan, Wisconsin, right? Some sort of counting debacle. It's not that hard to count votes, It's really not.
But it is government. I mean, it always takes more time and money, and they screw things up. Because governments are kind of crappy at pretty much everything that they do.
Yes, they are.
But yet people keep believing in them.
And yet people want to trust them with things like health care.
Well,
they can't even count.
Most of the places that I have lived and voted, I've had confidence that the voting there was accurate.
Why?
Because I've watched it.
Oh, really?
I know how they do it. They got a big wooden
box.
You
watched it in Sarasota?
Not in Sarasota. I didn't get to vote in Sarasota.
I'm sorry, I thought you said most of the
I'm
places.
A convicted felon.
Oh, okay.
And
so here in
doesn't
New
like
Hampshire.
Me voting.
So here in New Hampshire.
But I immediately moved up to New Hampshire, and suddenly I could vote because, I don't know, reasons. And I, you know, the town I lived in prior to where I live in New Hampshire now, or, you know, stay in New Hampshire now, it had a big wooden box, and we put our ballots in there, and I'm really confident.
And you stayed and watched as they counted them.
I did. Okay. And I had a friend who has stayed and watched multiple times.
Well, apparently there were some places where people tried to come in and watch, and they weren't allowed. Not in New Hampshire, but in other states.
And that's
states.
Not going to make you feel very good, is it?
There was another place where they had watchers, and the watchers were excused while the counting, quote, continued, unquote.
Yeah, so. Yeah, now that's bizarre. And then there's been fist fights from watchers. Like, what's going on here, exactly?
Well, what's going on is hopefully things are falling apart.
Well,
and hopefully things are people are becoming more divided.
I don't root for chaos.
Well, I'm not rooting for chaos. I'm just rooting for the destruction of the United States.
I'm not rooting
as
for
as a political
either.
Concept.
So
I'm not talking about like burning buildings down. I'm talking about the end of the United States. As a government, as a concept, to get rid of this crap. We don't need it anymore. We never did in the first place. It's always been a bad thing.
There's some really
whether it's the
European
Union.
No.
Centralization is bad.
Well, do you like the idea of stopping like 19 times if you drive from Maine to California? Do you like that idea? Do you want to be, you know, bothered by bureaucrats? No, that is awful. We absolutely
I'll trade that for having a federal government that murders people all around the world. Yeah, in a heartbeat, I would trade that.
You think that some nation isn't going to take to step into the vacuum of the world police in the absence of the United States?
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to step in here. We got guns. The old Admiral Yamamoto apocryphal quote is that the Japanese didn't want to invade the United States because there was a gun behind every blade of grass.
Just go ahead and pay a higher VIG to whoever's controlling the world.
855 450 free, like Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
So wanted to talk about the idea of secession, because that's always a good idea to bring up secession whenever there's an election.
May I give the definition?
Please.
According to dictionary.com, secession is the act of seceding. Seceding is to withdraw formally from an alliance, federation, or association, as from a political union, a religious organization, etc.
And I have to say, I'm surprised, Mark, to hear you defending the idea of the United States federal government, because you want to pay less to ship products overseas, was the last thing you brought up just a moment ago. And I'm sorry. Do you know how much money these government goons are stealing from people this year? Trillions upon trillions of dollars are being spent. They are inflating the money supply beyond their wildest dreams. I mean, it's an unprecedented year.
It's $27 trillion right now.
That's the debt, you mean?
Yeah. I think I was...
They've increased it by like $4 or $5 trillion, I think, at least in just this one year, and there's probably more to come with some other bailout that they're working on.
It was basically $20 trillion when Trump got in.
I think I'd rather pay a little bit more to ship products than have a multi-trillion-dollar federal government murdering innocent people all around the globe.
Well, wait, killing. What makes you think it's going to be more expensive? In the absence of government, the free market takes over and it reduces
the price. That's another good point. But presuming Mark's right and that there's some, you know, subsidization going on of the shipping lanes, I'd rather know what the true cost is than have a bunch of dead people on my hands.
Right. So you don't have you have no evidence at this point that there won't be as many, if not more, dead people in the absence of the U.S. being the world superpower.
Absolutely I do, because the U.S. government will not be killing those people. If China wants to go and kill people, that's none of my business.
Well, they
unless
certainly
they come
are.
Here.
As best I can tell, they're harvesting organs from live Uyghurs.
That sucks, but it's unfortunately a world away, and I can't do anything about it, nor do I want to
do anything
about
this either.
Sure,
Let go of the
we
notion.
We can secede from the United States.
Yickety-yak. And
you don't understand is, what you don't get is, the more you talk about a thing, the more people can start to believe that thing, and the more people believe in that thing, the closer it is to manifesting into reality. That's just the way things work.
Yeah, well, that's the way things work. However, systems tend not to devolve. They tend to devolve into smaller things. They tend to evolve into larger things.
That's not true. There's secession that's been going on all around the world for 200 years.
And all of, well, and most of it has occurred since World War I.
Okay, but so most of it is recent then.
All of those smaller jurisdictions are entering into federations, different treaty agreements, so that they can trade more readily.
Okay, well, if people want to have free trade, then that's great. Of course,
well,
most of the time this isn't
have
free trade.
A free trade agreement between the states.
What a load. Oh, between the states. Okay, fine.
And why get rid of it? That's all I'm saying.
Because of the federal government is evil, and I can't believe that your inconvenience from driving from one point to another is worth having a massive, murderous federal government around. It's shocking to me.
As an organization type, is the largest murderer on the planet.
Yeah.
All governments, not the federal
government. As an organization type, government.
Right.
The U.S. federal government is one of the worst on the planet.
Right. If you look up the word democide and you see the death and destruction that states have wrought, it is huge and
so
tremendous.
The idea that we need to have this organization type to me seems completely ridiculous.
Well, right. Okay, so
you could still cut a deal with other states to allow people to pass. You could enter into whatever federation you're talking about. You don't need to have the federal government to do that.
All I'm saying is that I am not interested in a elementary solution to a complex problem. The United States federal government is out of control and liable.
So you walk away
to be bankrupt before it long.
All the more reason to walk away.
They ever who you're, I
aren't they
it.
Bankrupt now? They're $27 trillion in debt. You think they can catch up?
No.
Okay, then they're bankrupt now.
Yes. So
why do you want to keep this organization around? Just so you can drive to Massachusetts? It's ridiculous. Well, that's the best you got?
No, I'm trying to tell you that I do not want officious bureaucrats sticking their finger in my butt every time I cross some imaginary
line. Did you notice
line.
They're already doing that, Jack Ball?
No,
they're already
not.
Pulling. Yes, they are. They're pulling people over with other state license plates in many states.
Sure.
You could have COVID.
Yep.
So now they've got a
locked up for 14 days.
Right. Now they got a reason to pull you over and go through your S.
Understand they do. And
so you already have the thing you say you don't want to have.
I think that the number one thing you're looking for from a federal agreement is the ability.
I'm not looking for anything.
To freely trade. You can get freedom from agreements.
Hasn't worked out.
Yes, it has.
So, no, it hasn't.
I can do business in Washington State from New Hampshire without any difficulty.
Whoopee-doo. Try buying some weed.
Well, where? In Washington State?
Yeah, from Washington State.
Okay.
You cannot do it. Well, it is prohibited.
All I know is that when I was in Colorado, I certainly could have bought weed.
Yes, when you physically were in Colorado. However, you are prohibited from buying that if you're in another state jurisdiction. So what you're saying isn't even true. It may be true for government-approved products but it's not actually true.
In sort of Mark's defense, yes, you can obtain freedom by agreements as long as they're voluntary agreements, and they're agreements by either individuals or by people you have voluntarily agreed to represent you, not this involuntary mess that we have known as government. Yeah.
Well, okay, so look, it's not that I don't agree with libertarianism when it comes to the existence of an involuntary state. I get it. I agree. But, you know, all this, I'm sick and tired of 20 years on Free Talk Live wishing that the state would go away. You know,
we're not wishing. We're talking about it. We're going to work our work on it to make it a reality.
Yeah.
That's why we moved here to New Hampshire, so we could get libertarians together. And I know you've given up on this. That's why you're going to be moving to some island nation, so I don't even know why you care about driving around the country. You're leaving.
I'm a U.S. citizen.
For the rest of us who actually are working towards these ideas, we're not just yicking about it on the radio. We're actually working towards it by encouraging people to migrate here to New Hampshire, people who care about the ideas of freedom, so we can actually have some success. We've had a multitude of people, we've had them elected here in New Hampshire. There are people who actually are real voluntarist, libertarian, anarchist types who are in public office, and I think there's a lot of reasons that people should be excited about coming up here.
I'm sure all of those people will be delighted when they have their social Security taken away by the federal government.
Who gives a flip about Social Security? If you know anything, you know it's bankrupt too, and you know that you're not likely going to get it later on anyway, unless you're about to receive it right now. You know, if you got another 20 years or something before you're going to get Social Security, good luck. And if it buys a can of dog food when all said and done after inflation, you'll be lucky.
I wonder how Maine and Massachusetts are going to deal with a seceded New Hampshire. I mean,
I don't know.
Will you be able to go to Vermont? Will you be
able
to go?
Why
would
you want to?
Well, look, I go to Vermont to drive up to places in New Hampshire.
Well, if Vermont wants some business, then they should open their borders up.
Vermont doesn't get to make those decisions. The United States federal government will, because you'll be seceding from the U.S. government.
Okay. Well, Vermont also has a secession movement. Okay.
Look, I got it.
Yeah.
But
so they could
leave
too.
Thought out.
I think you're going to see dominoes falling.
Nullification, that makes some sense.
Yeah.
Back the government off, as Oregon has done here by passing laws that are clearly against the U.S. federal government's DEA and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, show them who's boss. The states certainly are. Drive them back into their cage if we can do it.
It's a real shame how many people in the so-called liberty movement are afraid of secession.
I'm not afraid of secession.
How many of them are just cowards when it comes to actually leaving the federal government? Screw the federal government. They can go pound sand. And you know what?
Okay.
More people who love the ideas of freedom should come here to New Hampshire, and then we'll figure it out from there.
Right. Step one, move to New Hampshire. Step two, question mark. Step three, liberty.
That's right. We're figuring it out as we speak.
Fail to plan, plan to fail.
We're going to Bernard. He's in Columbia, South Carolina. You're the one who's quitting, so you just go away. Bernard, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm not quitting.
No. Mark Edge is quitting.
Oh, if you haven't moved to New Hampshire, Bernard, then you don't believe in liberty, according to Ian.
He's afraid of the federal government. I don't blame him. They're scary.
Living? Hello?
You're right here.
Hello? Yes, living in South Carolina, as an amateur student of history, I know a thing or two about secession.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not possible unilaterally. It took an act of Congress to admit each of the states. Well, not New Hampshire, because you were one of the original 13.
Yep.
But, South Carolina.
First in, first out, or I think second in, or something like that.
Who's first?
But all,
Rhode Island.
You know, but basically, the individual states requested admission to the Union, and the rest of the Union, the entire Union, had to admit them. And can't leave without federal government's permission.
Or else what? Bernard, hang on. We'll bring it back here in a moment. What are they going to do? It's Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.